Chapter 15. Adrastia. Isla.
Hello, Isla.
Hi, I say out loud. The voice in my head laughs. You can speak to me in your mind. Oh, hi, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. My name is Adrastia. If you haven't figured it out yet, I'm your wolf.
My name is Isla, but I guess you already knew that.
Yes, I have been with you these past 18 years, but have just awoken. I feel what you feel, and I can see all of your memories.
Even my memories as a child? I have no recollection of anything before arriving at the pack house, and even then it's blurry for a while.
Yes, I can access them.
I get really excited, finally going to get the answers I've always been curious about. I wait patiently until she returns. I wasn't sure if return is the right thing, as she probably doesn't go anywhere.
So I don't have any memories from you earlier than 4 years old.
Oh, I was young, and Abigail thinks it might be trauma. You know who Abigail is, right?
Yes, she's incredible. I should still be able to see all of your memories, though, even if you were suppressing them. I'll work on it.
I'll see if Abigail has any insight. So, how does this work? Do I always have access to talk to you whenever I want?
Yes, I'll be here for you always now. When we shift, we will be even more connected.
Ah, shifting. I almost forgot about that. Will it hurt really bad?
I'm not sure. I've never experienced it before either. But I will be with you the entire time.
Would you mind if we held off just a little before we shift?
Whatever you're most comfortable with, take all the time you need.
I smile. I really like you. She laughs again.
The feeling is mutual.
Just then, Abigail walks in, squeals, grabbing my elbow, cutting off my conversation with my wolf abruptly.
You have your wolf, she exclaims.
Yes, she just spoke to me for the first time. How did you know?
Your eyes cloud over, like when you're mind-linking someone when you talk to your wolf.
Mind-linking? I almost forgot. I wondered if I could do it with the members of this pack. But then I remembered I wasn't technically a member. Not in the way that the ranked members could command me, so I shouldn't be able to mind-link them either. There's no harm in trying.
Hey, Adrastia?
Yes, baby girl?
I jumped, still not used to having a talking voice inside my head. Baby girl?
It's something I'm trying out.
Not sure about that one. I laugh. So how do we mind-link someone?
Clear your mind. Focus on them, and then speak as if you were speaking to me. It comes naturally the more you practice.
Okay, got it. Thanks.
That's what I'm here for, baby cakes.
That's even worse.
Fine, I'll think of something else.
I try to clear my mind and focus on Abigail, who is back to work rolling out dough in front of me. I'm glad she's busy, because I'm sure I look weird staring at her with such concentrated focus.
Abigail?
Abigail looks at me shocked. How did you do that?
So it worked? I'm really mind-linking you?
Yes, you are. But how?
I have no idea.